This is Jordan Secchio. Today on Jay Secchio Live, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on impeachment. Let's quit this charade. We'll talk about it today on Jay Secchio Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Secchio Live.
Let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
She apparently believes that she can tell us how to run the trial. Look, what I've been advocating to Senator Schumer is exactly the same way we handled the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago, which he voted for.
And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
Welcome to Jay Secchio Live. Quit the charade, Nancy Pelosi. That is the message, strong message from a Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. You know, on Friday, we talked about options that could be available to the U.S. Senate. One of the options would be that, well, maybe the president hasn't actually been impeached because there have been no House managers named, and the House has not yet delivered the impeachment articles to the U.S. Senate. There is another option. We remember on Friday we told you we would continue to analyze these. I even talked about them on Fox and Friends on Saturday morning. There was another option that the Senate, under the Constitution, could just move forward with the trial. Now, as we did our research, I want to go right to Than Bennett because, Than, though the Constitution would certainly allow that, absolutely allows it because it has the Senate has the sole power to try the impeachment. They could move forward, but they would have to do a pretty significant rule change.
Yeah, to change the standing rules of the Senate, Jordan, it requires a two-thirds vote of the United States Senate, so 67 votes. Now, there's always a debate when it comes down to the standing rules of the Senate, whether or not it's a reinterpretation of existing rules. We have seen this on a number of issues, Jordan. I can think about it during the reconciliation process. I can think about it when lowering the threshold for confirming federal judges. So there is some room for debate even on that measure, but I think most in the Senate would believe that this would be a change to the standing rules of the Senate, so it would require 67 votes, a threshold that they are not likely to get over. But Jordan, I would just underscore one fundamental point. No matter where you fall on that issue, constitutionally, according to the Constitution, I do believe this is now in the purview of the United States Senate, and I'm 100% sure about this, Jordan. While Speaker Pelosi had control of the proceedings while it was in the United States House, she cannot dictate how the U.S. Senate will proceed. Remember, they rushed it out of the House because they said they couldn't wait. They couldn't wait for President Trump's rights to be adjudicated when it came to witnesses. But what is she trying to dictate now that it's in the United States Senate? She is trying to dictate that they call witnesses that she herself was not willing to wait for that process to Senate. Jordan, crystal clear on this. She cannot control both chambers. She hasn't even been elected to the upper chamber.
It's pretty unique when you've got people like Alan Dershowitz in the Wall Street Journal writing, President Trump is impeached, or is he? I mean, that's from serious legal scholars. Noah Feldman from Harvard Law, who was a Democrat witness for the House Judiciary Committee, who supported the impeachment of President Trump, wrote an op-ed for Bloomberg saying, the president has not been impeached. I mean, so there's the fact that we're even having these discussions, these debates, as I talked about earlier with Harry, this has become a very interesting law review articles in the future. We're now trying to put forward to you, you know, what we believe will happen, what should happen. But Than, right now, it does not look like there's going to be a trial starting on January 6th when Congress returns.
It doesn't look like it, Jordan, although I would tell you I wouldn't take it anything off the table. I do think this is in Leader McConnell's purview in the end. But right now, hey, look, and I like this approach, Jordan, because last week, what did the United States Senate do? They confirmed 13 more judges. So if Nancy Pelosi does not want to send the Senate a trial that they don't want in the first place, Jordan, I think it's a great thing if they keep doing their work and entrenching the federal judiciary in a mold that is more like the Constitution intended.
Folks, we are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Because we're close to Christmas, everybody who makes it on the air today will get a signed copy of my new book, The Next Red Wave. So give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I'll also be hosting Sean Hannity's full radio broadcast this afternoon. You want to check that out, too, at Hannity.com. We'll be right back.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
So a couple of things I want to announce, just so you know. It's unique today because we're hosting our broadcast. We're absolutely live today on this Monday, but I'm also going to be hosting Sean Hannity's full radio broadcast, all 3 hours of the Hannity Show. You can listen to it, of course, on your local talk radio stations at Hannity.com, SiriusXM Patriot. It's different times throughout, you know, different time zones and day, but generally speaking, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, 2 to 5 p.m. Central time. You can do the math. But again, I have a feeling most of you who listen to our broadcast know where to find Sean Hannity's radio show. And it's a great honor as someone who's been a guest a number of times, both on his radio show and TV show. And my dad has hosted before, but a great honor. And a thank you to Sean and his producer, Linda, for thinking of me to host the entire show. And it's going to be a great 3 hours packed in show of insight into what's to come with the impeachment, what's to come with the new political year in 2020, and how things are going to move. So you don't want to miss that. Again, I'll be hosting, Jordan Secchio will be hosting the Sean Hannity radio show this afternoon. Go to Hannity.com. You can find your local stations as well as, of course, SiriusXM Patriot. And you definitely want to check that out. We'll put it up on our social media as well. So another important note, December is the most important financial month of the year for the American Center for Law and Justice. It's important because, one, this December has been particularly busy with work at the International Criminal Court, where we had to quickly assemble a team of attorneys led by my dad to present oral arguments at their highest court on behalf of our U.S. Armed Forces and CIA agents. So that happened. We didn't even know about that till the very end of October, that would be accepted by the court. Three Supreme Court cases granted, where we're representing President Trump. Those will be in March. My dad will be arguing, it looks like, at least one of those. And again, all three are ours. I mean, this is the trifecta of the Supreme Court. Of course, all the cases around holiday displays that we handle that come in this time of year. And also, we're at the point now of December where we're getting ready for the new year as well. Remember that whatever you donate this month of December, our most important financial month of the year, is doubled because we have a matching challenge. And what does that mean? It means when you donate online $35, that's what you're charged. That's your tax-deductible donation at aclj.org. But we have a group of donors who say we're going to match all those donations that come in through the month of December. So your $35 that you're charged effectively is like $70 for us at the ACLJ. Now, those matching donors don't match if the donations aren't there. So you've got to take that first step in making the donation. And it's the legal work, it's the international legal work, the policy work, the government affairs work. And I would also remind you, it's this radio broadcast that you're listening to right now, the team behind it that puts together all the information, the sound bites, the analysis, the expert analysis, the producers, the people who make it possible for you to watch a TV quality broadcast of the show every single day live on Facebook and Periscope. That all goes, your support goes to all of that when you support the American Center for Law and Justice with a financial contribution. So I encourage you, donate today at aclj.org, our most important month, the month of December, for the organization, and you can double the impact with our matching challenge. Donate today at aclj.org. Let's go right to the phones, because we told people when people to call in, and everybody that makes it on the show today will get a copy of my book signed, The Next Red Wave. Kathy from Maryland, online too. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, joyous Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, and I like that one. I like that one, Kathy. Merry Christmas.
Actually, comment for your thoughts. I heard Senate Majority Leader McConnell state that this is a political process. My theory is it's much more of a power process on the side of the Democrats. They have been so much in fear of losing their power to this president and this administration. They're in fear of losing seats. They're in fear of losing the power that they've been whittling away from the executive branch.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple reasons why, Kathy, and I appreciate your phone call today. We'll get you a signed copy of my book, The Next Red Wave, which, by the way, folks, it's been restocked at the bookstores. If you're an Amazon Prime member, I'm pretty sure you can still get it delivered by Christmas as well to a friends or family. It's great for if you got conservative young people, high school, college, and on up. There's not an age limit to this book. But it's also been restocked in the bookstores, thenextredwave.com. If you go there, you can find out where you can purchase the book or go to your local bookstore. I know they've been restocked at places like Barnes & Noble and that Amazon still got it through Prime. You got the audiobook as well and the ebook. And it's a great Christmas present for your conservative family members or friends. And again, thenextredwave.com to find out where you can order it or check out your local bookstore. But I want to go to what Kathy's point was, Harry, and this idea, one, that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to lose power. She said it in a tweet today, actually. The House cannot choose our impeachment managers until we know what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. Now, that alone, Harry, she gets the sole power to impeach as the House leader. They get the sole power to impeach under Article 1. But they do not get the sole power to decide how the trial will go after they impeach the trial in the Senate.
I think that's true. I think Nancy Pelosi arguably wants to have it both ways. She wants to label the president as an impeached president, but she's actually expressed the fear that the trial in the Senate will actually be fair to President Trump. So she would like to rig the trial if she can by placing pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But constitutionally, she doesn't have the power to do so. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 and 7 provide the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present. So if you read all of those constitutional provisions carefully, there is no role for House Speaker Pelosi. There is no role for Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler. So they have to decide, I think, whether the president has indeed been impeached or not. And certainly there's an argument that he has been impeached, and therefore he is entitled to a trial in order to clear his name. And I think that's the crucial issue. President Trump would be entitled to a trial consistent with the Constitution, and Nancy Pelosi wants to deprive him of that right because she fears that he will be acquitted. And then the House of Representatives will be left with egg on its face, or at least more eggs than it currently enjoys.
Yeah, take a listen. I'll get Dan's reaction. Senator Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he must have been speaking to someone who he knew wasn't a Trump fan because he ends it that way with maybe a Sunday show. Take a listen, Senator Graham, good friend of ours, Byte 20.
Impeachment is a dead cat. It needs to be buried. And what they're doing to President Trump by denying him his day in court in the Senate is unconscionable. Yep. They're shredding the Constitution. I know you don't like Trump, but enough is enough.
I mean, Than, there it is. Enough is enough. You're shredding the Constitution. If you want to say that you did impeach him, then move along and let us carry out the process. You knew what you were getting into with a Republican-controlled Senate.
Well, and we get to decide as the United States Senate. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. I mean, Jordan, your dad has talked a lot about on legal cases how all options are on the table and they're not going to take anything off. I think the Senate is taking that approach as well. I think there may be some surprises down the road. But look, the bottom line is the message to Speaker Pelosi. You did what you thought was right, or at least what your caucus forced you into. That was within your constitutional authority to do that, even though we have objections to the process. But guess what? The process is now out of your hands, and it's up to the United States Senate. I think the senator is absolutely correct on that. And Jordan, they're just going to keep doing their job until they turn to this. And when they do, I suspect it will be a fairly quick process.
Folks, at the Supreme Court, something big just happened. They rejected an attempt by the abortion industry to dismantle a critical pro-life ultrasound law. That'll affect laws across the country. We were involved in that case. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to take it up from the appellate court, which means that law stands on those ultrasounds. But there's even a bigger case coming to the Supreme Court, the G case, and that's on, again, admitting privileges. Huge case, supporting life. So we need your support financially. I mean, you got life, we got representing the president at the court. Go to aclj.org, be part of our matching challenge. Donate today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org.
News too. While the House is in this impeachment charade, as Mitch McConnell has said to stop the charade, as of December 23rd, okay, 185 of President Trump's judicial nominees have been confirmed by the U.S. Senate since he took office. Two to the United States Supreme Court, 50 to the circuit courts, which are, for the most part, the courts of final review. In 99.9% of cases, they are the final courts to hear cases, because only, you know, about less than 1% of cases that are appealed to the Supreme Court are taken by the Supreme Court, and 133 district court judges. There are five judicial nominees awaiting confirmation votes on the Senate floor. Five of those are district court, and there's 29 judicial nominees pending in the Judiciary Committee. I just want you to understand that what Mitch McConnell has been doing without the usual leftist attention is unbelievable, along with the support, of course, of President Trump, who is making these nominees to the U.S. Senate and deciding on these nominees, to the point where we are, three votes away from tying up the Ninth Circuit being split conservative and liberal. That used to be the so far left circuit. You know, it was the circuit that was the most reversed by the Supreme Court, because it would be so far left, so far out there, and they're three away from tying the number of judges. At four votes away, Than, four new seats away from actually flipping the Ninth Circuit. And are those seats available yet?
They're not, Jordan. There are currently 16 judges nominated by a Democrat president, 13 by a Republican president. So if there were two nominated by a Democrat that would retire or take senior status, and those would be nominated by President Trump, it would flip the court. But think about it this way, Jordan. It's not just nominated by a Republican president. 10 of those 13 have been nominated by Donald Trump. So more than one out of three on the Ninth Circuit, this circuit that for so many decades we have talked about as being the bastion where cases go to die, 10 of the 29 have now been nominated by Donald Trump, Jordan. So that court has a decidedly different makeup because of this president and this Senate. And I would just throw out one other thing for you, Jordan. Three other circuits, you mentioned the 50 circuit judges, which, by the way, is one of out of every four circuit judges in America. Jordan, three other circuits have flipped control. The Second Circuit, which is significant because it's New York. Think about the abortion law there. Yeah. The Third, which is also a Northeast district, and the 11th. So, Jordan, the makeup of the federal judiciary is dramatically different because of this president and this Senate.
Think about that. One in four circuit court nominees, Harry, in the United States of America were nominated by President Trump. 10 of the 13 on the Ninth Circuit. 10 of the 13 Republican nominees on the Ninth Circuit, and 10 of the 29 total judges on the Ninth Circuit nominated by President Trump. The Second Circuit has flipped to be majority Republican nominees, the Third Republican majority nominees now, and the 11th Republican majority nominees. I mean, this is a truly historic victory for our audience, for conservatives who care about the courts. Obviously, our audience does. We're in the courts so frequently. And oftentimes, though, we've got a few Supreme Court cases coming up in March on behalf of the president. Oftentimes, it is those circuit courts, Harry, that are the court, the final court, because the Supreme Court does not take up the case except for about less than 1% of the time. So this is huge for conservatives.
It's absolutely huge, and it's important to know that in many cases, the appellate panel that hears important cases is only comprised of three judges. So now the odds have shifted so that in 40 to 45% of the cases, the odds will suggest a potential Republican majority in many of those cases. And then if the Ninth Circuit decides to hear a case en banc, Not all 29 judges will sit on a particular case. In general, it will only be 11 of the 29.
It's such a huge circuit.
Because it's such a huge circuit. So what does that mean? Again, the odds have increased that the president, for instance, will prevail. And it's important to note that a significant number of important cases have been brought in the Ninth Circuit, particularly during the early years of the Trump presidency, particularly with the so-called travel ban, health care, and immigration. Those are all very, very important issues for the president and his base, and increasingly he is likely to prevail.
Let me give you this stat, and then imagine what President Trump could do with another 4 years. In President Obama's entire 8 years in office, he only appointed and got confirmed 55 circuit court nominees. That's in his full 8 years. President Trump has already had 50 confirmed, five who are awaiting confirmation votes on the Senate floor. So, I mean, he will tie President Obama's number in his first 4 years and likely surpass it at the circuit court level. Imagine what another 4 years would do. Why do you think the left is freaking out? They don't have a good presidential candidate. I mean, that debate, we don't even need to talk about it anymore. So they try to impeach because they know what's at stake is not just 4 years of President Trump and the policies. It's lifetime appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. And none of us should forget that as we prepare to engage this election. And none of us should forget these statistics. In fact, I want to make sure, Than, that when we're on hosting Sean Hannity's radio show today, we make those stats clear to the American people and to that larger conservative audience about how great of a job President Trump and the U.S. Senate, led by Senator McConnell as the leader, and of course Chairman Graham as Judiciary Chairman, at doing this, because it is just amazing what this will mean for conservative policy and conservative issues. Let me grab a call. Eric in Missouri, line 6. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jay. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to y'all.
Merry Christmas, Eric. And Happy Hanukkah to those of you celebrating Hanukkah. Our family, as you know, with my dad's family being Jewish, and so celebrate both and teach it to our children. So Happy Hanukkah to those of you also who are celebrating Hanukkah. But, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats came up with this quid pro quo against President Trump. Is not what she's doing now the same thing?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a quid pro quo. See, this was the whole problem with how the Democrats started with this quid pro quo impeachment, is that a quid pro quo in and of itself is kind of normal negotiating. It's not illegal alone. You know, when we're negotiating legislation between Republicans and Democrats, we need to make this concession. You need to make this concession. I mean, those are quid pro quos. So yeah, it's a quid pro quo, but this is one she doesn't have the real constitutional authority, to be engaged in. And I think the American people, all she has to do is look at the polls. This is killing her party. At some point, I think she will break. Honestly, I think the Democrats will break. They will name their House managers, and they will deliver the articles to the Senate so that there can be due process and a trial. But we will see. Remember our matching challenge, ACLJ.org. It's our most important financial month of the year. Donate to ACLJ at ACLJ.org. You double the impact of your donation. That's at ACLJ.org.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. We could not mount this battle without your support, and right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at ACLJ.org.
Freedom. I'm talking about freedom.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise, a political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
All right, we're going to get to those phones, I know, because I announced it's kind of a Christmas gift. To those of you who make it on the air, I will sign a copy. We'll send it out to you absolutely free, of course, of my new book, The Next Red Wave, which is still extremely relevant when we predicted that the deep state would not stop coming after President Trump, even after the Mueller report was out and Mueller testified that they would keep coming. And of course, now they have through impeachment. The bookstores have been restocked by The Next Red Wave. If you're a Prime member in places like that, I think you could still get it delivered before Christmas to friends and family as a gift. It makes a great gift for conservatives. And two of the three, I had two co-authors, both me and one of my co-authors, Ben Sisney, served on the president's legal team throughout the Mueller investigation and the Russia hoax. So you're not going to find a lot of books where two of the three authors were directly representing the president of the United States. Find out about where you can purchase it, thenextredwave.com, or, of course, the local bookstores and big ones, too, like Barnes & Noble, have been restocked with The Next Red Wave. But everybody on the show today is going to get a copy for free signed by me. Now, what we were just talking about judicial nominees. I want to remind people, I'm going to be hosting Sean Hannity's radio broadcast all 3 hours later today, and we're going to have great guests from members of Congress, former ambassadors for President Trump to get their take on this whole impeachment. Of course, analysis from people like Greg Jarrett on some of this new information we're not going to get into on today's show, but that U.S. Attorney Durham is looking very closely at John Brennan and some phone calls and conversations he was having. That's a U.S. attorney. They investigate criminal matters. So John Brennan in the sights of U.S. Attorney Durham. I'm going to talk to Greg Jarrett about that, Fox News political and legal analyst. So you don't want to miss the broadcast. It's going to be a great show. Again, it gives us 3 hours also to talk through issues. We usually have about an hour to talk to you with, and it gets us an opportunity to bring in guests to the broadcast as well, which we don't always have a lot of time to do either on this one. So, again, you can go to Hannity.com to find out where you can listen. You can also listen live at Hannity.com. I believe the live stream begins at 3 p.m. Eastern time there, the live show at Hannity.com, or find your local radio station. It's on SiriusXM Patriot. It's just a great honor to be asked to do this by Sean and his producer, Linda. It's been always an honor to be a guest on the show. Both his radio show and TV show, but it'll be really a great experience to be able to host his show, which is one of the biggest radio shows in the United States of America. And again, like I talk about the Supreme Court being a testament to your support to the ACLJ and the three cases granted, that the trifecta, if you will, on behalf of President Trump. My dad, I'm on that team, but my dad is literally finally, it went from passing out Bible tracts, and we still do those cases. They're just important. But to representing the President of the United States and the Supreme Court granting all three cases in one day. That speaks to your long-term support for those of you who've been supporters of the ACLJ and your short-term support because you know what you're investing in as an organization, the legal expertise, but also the broadcast expertise, the expertise in getting the information out to you. So I think being asked for me, the co-host of Jay Sekulow Live, being asked to host one of the largest radio shows in the country, Sean Hannity's show, is also a testament to you because your support also goes to supporting our radio broadcast excellence, our the ability to have these studios and the team we have working on the radio show every day to bring you the best show possible, to even bring it to you in TV quality on Facebook and Periscope. That's all because of your support too. Be part of our matching challenge. It's the most important financial month of the year for the ACLJ, the month of December. Donate today, and your gift is effectively doubled at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Donate today.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Silent night, holy night, shepherd's choir.
You know, at a time when it is, again, extremely partisan in our country, there's so much to talk about, and we're going to get to your phone calls. We have to remember what we are about to have the ability to celebrate, for the most part, very safely, protected by our government, protected by our Constitution, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on Christmas. Now, there is religious discrimination in the United States, but we don't face the kind of persecution that others do around the world, where oftentimes these holiest of days for Christians are when terrorists target the churches, when they know they'll be the busiest, when they know there'll be multiple services and lots of children and families gathering together. So let's pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who are going to be brave, taking an act of braveness just by going to a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day service. Think about that. You know, we think about, you know, getting dressed for it and getting everybody in the car and being there on time and finding a parking space. They're risking their lives just to be at church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So let's pray for the persecuted as well, and keep them in mind. We may have a good victory to announce tomorrow on a persecution issue. So check out aclj.org for that as well, and I'll make sure to get that on our social media. I want to go right to the phone. So many calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Caroline in Wyoming on line two. Caroline, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jordan. I just have a quick question for you. Last week, there was a congressman who was talking about, like, perpetual impeachment of our president.
Yep, Congressman Al Green.
Yes, and I was just wondering if President Trump gets acquitted by the Senate. Do you think that might help with them not just going after him in such a sloppy way again? Or
let me go to Harry on this. I mean, I think everybody could weigh in on this. I mean, we didn't just Al Green is kind of an outlier in the sense that he's been trying to impeach the president since day one, and he kept entering in articles of impeachment. He finally got what he wanted, though. Harry, he went from an outlier to being an insider. And then we heard from Adam Schiff saying they're going to continue their investigation. So elections have consequences in 2020, Every member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election every 2 years, so all of them, and that means that the balance of power in the House will be determined by the 2020 presidential election, general election, because every House seat will be voted on.
I think that's correct. So I think Al Green and other left-wingers in the Democratic Party would indeed persist in bringing impeachment efforts against President Trump, assuming, for instance, that the Democrats retain control of the House of Representatives. So I think it's very, very clear that this is a persistent attempt by the left-wingers to impair and impede the ability of President Trump to govern. So voters who are concerned about the possibility of additional impeachment efforts need to redouble their efforts to ensure that they select members of the House of Representatives who are indeed rational. And I think right now a majority of the members of the House of Representatives either are irrational or they have been captured by their irrational base. And many of those individuals are simply deranged by virtue of Trump's victory in 2016. They've never forgiven President Trump for actually winning the election. That is the true impeachable offense, according to them.
You know, folks, I want to encourage you. I know most of you are listening on radio stations, millions of you across the country on SiriusXM. For those of you watching on Facebook and Periscope, I encourage you right now, share this broadcast. Click that share button with your friends and family. There's so much great information that you're getting here as we get towards the end of the new end of the year, into the holidays, and then come back. And then we were supposed to have an impeachment trial set for January 6th. That's kind of up in the air. We don't know. That guess could still happen. Nancy Pelosi could still kind of fold, if you will, and then let this move on. Name those House managers and make this a process where there is due process. But I encourage you to share this now with your friends and family on Facebook and Periscope. Click that share button. Let's keep the viewership up there. We got so many phone calls to get to. So, Than, I want to take this call and get your response to it, because there is really there's no agreement. And it's funny to me in a sense, because impeachment should never be funny. But I think that the Democrats messed this one up already so bad with the way they did it, their procedures, but even now how they're handling it, that we have questions like this coming in, which are legitimate, because people like Alan Dershowitz and Noah Feldman, and I'm bringing it up, and Jay Sekulow is bringing it up, and I mean, serious legal thinkers. And let's go to Joe's call, and let's actually Mark's call in Pennsylvania on line 4. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Quick
question, Jordan. So there's obviously a dispute on whether the president has actually been impeached, as you guys were talking about. Who ultimately decides that? Is that a congressional decision? Is it a Supreme Court decision? Or do they just stay in sort of this standoff with each other?
Here's the thing, Than. I mean, technically, I guess they could just sit on it. But I would then lean on to the fact that if you're just sitting on it, it's kind of like a resolution. Because you didn't want to move forward with the completion. You might have voted to impeach, and you got enough votes to impeach, but you didn't complete your impeachment in the House by turning it over to the Senate for trial. So you can hold on to it, but it's meaningless if you do that.
Well, and that's the position of their star witness, Noah Feldman. I mean, we've said it over and over, but I think that's the best piece of evidence. And Jordan, if you want to get into the semantics of whether or not he has been impeached at this point, I think the best thing to do is go back to the plain text of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other offices and shall have the sole power of impeachment. So, Jordan, if the very last act, if the very most recent act of the House of Representatives is to say, you know what, here's where we're at, that we have these articles that we've approved, but we don't think they're ready for a trial in the Senate. We're not going to send them over to the Senate.
Yeah.
If that is the last act
right.
of the body that has, quote, according to the Constitution, the sole power of impeachment, do you think that suggests the president has been impeached? I think there's a very, very strong case, according to the plain reading of the Constitution, that he hasn't been. And by the way, if I think that, and Noah Feldman thinks that. I don't think we've probably agreed on another constitutional issue in our lives. I think it's a very strong case, Jordan.
No, I mean, and listen, I come to think that if this continues, if this continues, now this could all be rectified very quickly, and we can move on with the Senate trial, and the House managers could be appointed. But if this continues, as Stan said, they have the sole power to impeach. But if their last move on impeachment is not turning the articles over for the trial, which is kind of how impeachment finishes in the House, it doesn't just stop with the vote. It finishes by appointing the managers and then delivering the articles to the Senate, and then you're kind of complete. If under that theory, President Trump has not been impeached. Now, here's my issue with it. And here's my issue with it. I think politically, we should not allow Democrats to get away with that, and here's why. They will likely, even though I think it backfires on them, they will try to use that throughout the entire campaign. President Trump is impeached. President Trump is impeached because the Senate never got a trial to acquit or dismiss the articles of impeachment, so the president never got cleared. And I think we have to be very careful in saying, yeah, it's one thing, it's nice to say, well, the president, hey, he hasn't even been impeached. But the left is not going to buy into that, and you can understand the voters who are not as educated, who do vote on all these, you know, they're educated, but not as educated on politics every day. That's not what they focus on necessarily. And they vote in presidential elections. They see that. They think the president's in real trouble, even though the House is actually doing nothing. So Harry, just briefly, I think it's important to get to a Senate trial. I think letting the House just hold on to it, though it is kind of funny that I do think they're scared of the trial because of how weak their articles of impeachment are, and it is hurting them. At a certain point, I don't want it to be held over the president's head. At least that's my thinking right now.
Yes, and I think your analysis is very, very sound. I think Nancy Pelosi's willingness to hold on to the articles of impeachment is an admission of failure on her part, but nonetheless, I think it is important for the president to have a trial and to be acquitted and then to disseminate that information to the American people.
All right, folks, we come back. Dan Bennett is ready to name some names in the House of Representatives. Those Democrats in Trump districts that President Trump won, and I think he may even be winning bigger in 2020, who voted to impeach the president. We're going to name names. We come back, and we're going to take all of your phone calls, because anyone who calls in today gets a free copy signed by me of The Next Red Wave, my new book. Remember, this is an important month for the ACLJ, the most important. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100.
Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life. Online at aclj.org.
Christmas to those of you who'll be celebrating with Christmas Eve services tomorrow and Christmas Day, and of course those of you who've been celebrating Advent throughout the month. And again, I think a great way of, now that I have young children, of going through that process, you know, with focusing not just on Santa but on that has been really kind of a new experience. Did it last year, but as my daughter gets older and more involved with the questions, I think it's great. We're also doing a Hanukkah at our family, and so a happy Hanukkah. The first night of Hanukkah was last night. So Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah. And remember those who are celebrating Christmas around the world in very dangerous spots. It can be dangerous to go to the Christmas Eve service. Those are some of the most targeted, like Easter and the Christmas Day services. So pray for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world who do face the threat of persecution, death, and violence for going and celebrating the birth of their Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to go right to the phones. So many calls coming in, and people have been holding on. Everybody who makes it on the show gets a copy of my brand new book, The Next Red Wave. I'll sign that copy for you, and it's a great Christmas present. Also, folks, you go to thenextredwave.com, find out different places where you can order it. I think Amazon, you can still do Prime delivery and get it to your family member if they're out of state or a different place, or friend in time for Christmas. So check that out. Of course, the audiobook, the ebook, there's ways to send that to electronically as a gift. So check out thenextredwave.com. And I also know the bookstores have restocked it, and the big bookstores too, like Barnes & Noble, have got The Next Red Wave back in stock. So check it out. We're going to go right to the phones. Jerry in Rhode Island, line one. Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas to all there and the listeners.
You thanks too, Jerry.
Thanks for the persecuted person. Maybe Jay can get Colonel Smith to lead us on a prayer. We saw what happened with Pastor Clemson. The silver lining might be all that discussion about the federal judges, and maybe that's the answer to the question I'm going to ask. All the lawyers who have ever been listening, we all know a judge manages a case. So because the government has issued these, well, the Congress has issued these amendments, articles of impeachment, isn't that akin to filing a lawsuit at which the time clock starts running and a judge manages the case? We already know Chief Judge Robert
right.
is manage this case. How come he can't get these people together to say, hey, you have this many time? How come it's not being managed by a judge?
I'll tell you this, Jerry. There are theories being looked at. Okay, there's not only the two theories we've talked about, the one that President Trump actually hasn't been impeached, or two, that the Senate could go ahead and move along with this, and constitutionally, they could. It's their rule change would take it it's an uphill battle to get enough votes to make that rule change. So constitutionally, they could just say we're going to move forward with the Senate trial, not wait on the House. But that rule change would be very difficult, if not impossible. There's other options to look at to kind of push this along. Some may involve courts potentially, but it is not like a normal Harry, it is not like a normal case. The House kind of indicts via impeachment. They have the sole power to do that. And then the Senate tries it like the court. And the Chief Justice oversees it and makes rulings really on kind of procedural matters.
I think that is correct. And I think it's also important to keep in mind that the Senate has already established rules of procedure and practice when sitting on impeachment trials. And so there has been an open discussion about the viability of those rules going forward, whether the rules can be changed, is the Senate prepared to change the rules, etc. But I think it is clear constitutionally that the Senate has the sole power to try the case, even though I think Nancy Pelosi would like to weigh in and perhaps provide additional leverage for Chuck Schumer so that he can be inconsistent with respect to this particular impeachment trial vis-a-vis the standard that he supported during the Clinton trial. I think at the end of the day, the problem with any trial is the fact that the trial involves politicians. And politicians are notoriously slippery, and they are notoriously inconsistent. And I suspect going forward, we will hear a number of inconsistent statements which suggest that this particular impeachment has moved from simply a folly to a full-blown farce.
Let's go to Maria calling in from Ohio on line five. Maria, great question. You're on JSecio Live. Hey, Maria, you there? Does not look like Maria is there. Maria was going to ask, and so I'm going to go to Than on this. We'll still get her a book if she gets back on the line. Maria was going to ask Than, will there be consequences for the House Democrats who voted to impeach? You said you want to name some names. Here's that opportunity towards the end of the year to name some names.
Yeah, I think this is the aspect of this that makes it a positive thing, that this is a political process, Jordan. The accountability for the House members does not come from the Senate. It comes from the voters. And the longer that Nancy Pelosi keeps this impeachment proceeding, I think the more votes she's going to lose. Jordan, let me give you seven names, and here's what these seven names have in common. They come from districts that Donald Trump won by 10% or more, and, Jordan, they voted for impeachment. So Colin Peterson is also from one of these districts, but he voted against impeachment. These seven come from districts that Donald Trump dominated, not eked through, dominated, and yet their member of Congress voted for impeachment. Jared Golden, Satchel Torres-Small, Anthony Brindisi, Max Rose, Kendra Horn, Matt Cartwright, and Joe Cunningham. Jordan, those seven members, the longer Speaker Pelosi holds on to it, those are the seven members that I suspect she will start hearing from loud and clear. And when it comes to accountability, I am willing to wager that very few of them, if any of them, have their seats come next November.
I mean, think about that, folks. And by the way, those names that were just read on JSecio Live, for all of you members of Congress, they're going to be read on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast too, because we'll have Than Bennett, our ACLJ Director of Government Affairs, join me on there, as well as Harry Hutchinson from our policy team. But you get a lot more and a different analysis. So we're going to name those names again. People want some accountability. The greatest accountability is in the voting booth. We got two calls left. I think we can do them both if we do it really quick. So let's go to Joe, Idaho. Joe, you got 15 seconds. We'll get you that book. Go ahead.
Good morning, or Merry Christmas. Hey, can she hold these articles of impeachment until after the election, hoping that they will take over?
I got what you're saying. Than, does it expire like other votes, like where you have to re-vote on it, or could they hold it?
They could hold it, and again, that's another another reason for accountability, Jordan.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. They could hold it. Anita, final call of the day in Colorado. Yep. Anita, we got about 20 seconds here. Thanks for holding on.
Yep, who's paying for this whole theme? Who's paying this whole farce?
You are. We are. The American taxpayer. We pay for all of our members of Congress. We pay for all their committees, their staffs, their staff councils, their buildings, their investigations. The American taxpayer is paying for it. Remember that at the ballot box, too. I do have to say, I was excited yesterday, actually this morning, to wake up to an early package. And it was my Donald Trump wrapping paper. And he's got the Santa Claus hat on. Pretty excited for that wrapping paper, I must say. That's probably the most excited I've ever been for wrapping paper. Now, I'll be hosting Sean Hannity's radio broadcast this afternoon. Check it out, Hannity.com. Remember, it's the most important month of the year for ACLJ. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. We could not mount this battle without your support, and right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at ACLJ.org.